Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
I put my hand up on your check.
When I check,
I put my hand up on your check.
Probably not.
Got my keys.
You got my keys. Text.
I got my keys.
You got a text, buddy.
I got my keys.
Checkity, 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 check.
One, check, 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 check.
No. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. How are my levels?
Terrible.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Hey, guys.
Yay.
It's good to see you again. It's
happy
been a week.
Happy birthday, Gary, Mark, and Sean.
Hey.
How you been?
What have you guys been up to?
Well,
Woody Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Allen?
Mark.
You've been watching, did you watch Night at the whatever?
No, I taped Sleepers.
Have you?
Oh,
made?
Sleepers, oh, great. Did you tape Sleepers or Sleeper?
Neither.
Disaster. Okay.
Because one of them is one no, that's Sneakers.
Sleepers
is the raped kids money.
Brad Pitt, no. Kevin Bacon.
What's the one where they have cameras everywhere? That's Slivers.
What?
Slithers. Onion
Slivers. That's when the worms are getting everybody's brain. That's
no, that's Slither.
Slytherin. That was it.
Slimer is a sequel to Cinderella.
Slimer is the green, right?
In the Ghost.
Striper is from Gremlins.
Striper is
a band.
Christian rock band.
Yeah.
Is that the Christian rock band?
Stripper is what I took on the road with me. Ooh. How you doing? Have you made anyone cry lately, Mark?
No. Life is good.
Did you make people cry recently?
Mark makes grown men cry. He probably doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's just at work when you make people sad?
I have to delete this part.
Oh, man.
That never happened.
That never happened. You want to know what I've been thinking we need?
Yeah. More
new.
Nude.
Nicknames.
Yeah.
New nicknames.
We need new nicknames. I got some nicknames. Me, Riptide.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't supposed to give yourself nicknames.
Yeah.
Well, you think stuff a lot.
Sean. Oh, no, you should be Cabrone.
Cabrone?
Yeah. What's up, Cabrone?
Cabrone?
No.
Cabrone?
Cabrone.
All right.
Is that like provolone? Is that like
Sean,
a cheese?
Sean, do you not want to hear your new fucking nickname?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to hear it.
You don't get one then.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
Sean's new nickname.
My old one is fine. I'm
Zebediah.
Staying with Clam Slammer.
Well, now your nickname is Fatty Ba.
What?
Fatty Ba.
No, that's not good.
He's not good. Mark is now Mark Elbows and Unson.
No, I want to be called Jolton.
Jolton.
Jolton. Jolton. All right.
Jolton, Mark, and Unson?
Yeah, Jolton, Tennessee. Mark.
Jolton Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Jolton Wilson.
All right, well, let's come up with a better one for Sean.
Yeah.
Sean.
Porky's,
Fatty Ma.
Porky's 5.
Sean.
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 Sean Aruno.
That's pretty good.
Sean Aruni.
No, Sean Aruno.
How about just Runo?
How about Rooney?
Okay.
Rooney. What's up, Rooney?
George Clooney.
What about Flynn?
What about?
No, Flynn's been taken by my dad because I break it bad.
A lot of my dad because I break it bad.
Break it bad.
That's her Breaking Bad song.
We love Breaking Bad so much.
We've been watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, did you see what Jesse did?
No,
we've watched so many episodes since the last time we had a show.
Riptide, Fatty Bod, Mark Elbows and Unson are happy birthday, Gary.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds good when you put them all together.
Touch my foot. Men aren't supposed to touch feet.
It doesn't bother me.
Men do what
it
they want.
It doesn't bother you? Really? What if I sit like this while we touch feet? I just said, like,
oh, you guys are so
really,
gay.
It really creeps me out.
It's giving me a
I don't like touching
boner.
People's feet.
I'm not gay, but my dick's getting kind of gay.
Let's both touch his dick with our hands. Let's do it.
I like to punish gay guys by
fucking them
buttholes.
Brad, we're doing a clean podcast.
Sorry.
Is this the clean one? I thought we already did
that. Oh, yeah, we did.
It didn't work. I don't fuck guys near.
Yeah, you do.
As a rule.
As a rule of bum.
Rule of dick. So I went and I took
an AIDS test.
The car in to get it.
Oh, I hate that.
never turns out good.
When was this? Was this recently?
This was. It only took like an afternoon.
Oh, I didn't even hear about
it. It breaks bad, doesn't it?
I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah. This is news to you.
This is news to me.
This is breaking bad news to you. Breaking Brad. Sean came up with that. That's my new nickname.
Breaking Brad.
Breaking Brad.
Yeah.
That's what he calls it when we're making love.
Sean could be Seanalooza. Seanapalooza.
Yeah.
Seanapalooza.
Yeah. Do you think the ladies are like that?
Can I be Marcus? I need a Marcus nickname. Aurelius. That's what Uncle Herbie used to call me.
Marcus really? Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius.
That's pretty great. Do you get a toga?
You get everything you want.
You should call you Biggest Dickus.
Do you have a problem, my friend?
Shaftus Gigantus.
fucking Kentucky Fried Movie. Long Wang. Enormous genitals. I love it.
So I gave the guy the key and went back out to my ride who was going to take me back to work.
Yeah.
And then he's like, where's the key? I'm like, I gave you the key.
Oh, no.
I just put it on the counter. And he was talking on the phone, playing with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Tetris. He dropped it back to things. Place was a mess for digging around.
Should never go there.
I go out and I'm like, hang on. This guy lost the fucking key. The effing key. Huh? We go back in. Look, scour the place. I'm like, well, maybe you put it on the wrong keychain.
Did you go to Greg's?
No. Oh. I had to go to a place with Franklin. And I should have gone to Greg's.
Gotta go to Greg's.
Should have gone to Greg's.
Never go to Ray Little. That's all I'm saying.
I go back in. After like a half hour, I realized that I didn't give him the key. I had the key in my hand. And I had a bunch of other keys in my hand. And I put those keys in my friend's car. And
so it's your fault.
It was my fault. And it was like, not that that was that bad. But it was like, I was making him feel like he had lost the key. And I was being a dick about it. And I was like.
Well, I put it on the table, you know so what? Maybe.
Well, I came in here, and I know what I did.
So you guys owe me a brand new car. Did you say that?
It's close.
Maybe you should.
I almost, when I went to the car and I realized that I had, the key was in the car, just I was like.
Drive off.
I was like, fuck, I got to just leave. I can't. I, if the Come car, back. If the car would have driven away, I would have.
You should have snuck in with like a hole in your pocket.
Dropped it. Yeah.
You should come back the next day and say, hole. Well, I found one in my apartment. Here's a new key.
Pulled a great escape.
I have this second key. You guys, these keys cost $80 to manufacture. They've got a chip in them.
Is it Great Escape where they have a hole in their pocket and they're dropping dirt through the...
Stalag 17.
That is in
Shawshank Redemption. They do it in Grand Illusion, too. But they do it in a few different movies.
I think they do it in Shawshank Redemption.
They do it in Shawshank, but the old movie... What's the one
that they do it in Great Escape. You're right.
Stalag 17 or something like that.
That's
I know that's
a Coppola movie, right?
I think so. They do.
I don't know. I always ask Fatty Bob when I want to know about.
I don't remember.
Mark, will you help me to analyze a dream?
Ooh. Yeah. Can I talk to your last subject though?
But yes, please.
I'm great at remembering. Like, no, I did this. You didn't do this. I did that. You didn't do this.
Are you?
You lost the key. I did this.
Legitimately good at it.
I'm perfect at it, except when it comes to dealing with one person.
Your wife?
Wife?
No, Matt Conte.
Oh, Matt.
Really?
I've blamed him for so many things and then go, oh, wait. I like, there was a piece of paper we had with somebody's email address on it from like a caller from our show.
Yeah.
And I put it in a coat pocket that I never wore that coat again. And like a year later, I pulled it out. I was like, oh, that's.
Wow.
I blamed Matt that for a month. And then TC gave us a DVD. I told Matt, no, he gave you the DVD. I never got it. And I blamed Matt for like 6 months for that. And I found it in my closet.
I wonder how many times people hold resentments towards people for. Perceived slight that would never even happen.
But he probably thinks I do it to everybody. I've only ever done it to him. I'm right on everybody else.
Did he think you were right?
He was right. He's like, nah, man. You never gave me that paper. Why'd you tell TC I lost the DVD? I never got the DVD.
You did lose the DVD, goddammit.
Yeah. And we went back and forth on both of those items forever, and I wouldn't let him go.
Is it because you get nervous around him?
Yeah, probably.
He's unnerving.
Does he like him so much?
Yeah, he's my Willie Ames.
Yeah, when we went to see him that time, when we did that show that wasn't very fun, like, it took me a few minutes to realize, like, how intense his ball busting was.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, the second I walk in, he's like, just right on me.
Yeah.
You don't get a breath.
Yeah. Not even like a hello first. Like, hey, look at you. Ah?
Hey, stupid.
He's one of those guys, as soon as I see him, I have a smile on my face.
He's the best.
I'm already laughing, and it's like, just ball busted.
Yeah, just give it to me.
That's so, like, you may even actually hate me as much as you're acting like you do, but it's just fucking, yeah, I don't care, because I love you anyway. I don't care what you do.
Yeah, he's my favorite, as far as that goes.
You want to know what's happening?
Brad Edwards comedy.com.
Oh, it's out there.
It's out there. There's not, not well, don't look yet because there's nothing really on it.
It's on there.
It's
check it out.
It's starting. Yeah, go
check
ahead.
It out. www.bradedwardscomedy.com.
Gary.
And once you're done typing that,
Gary Fletcher.
Is he doing your website for you?
Look at that.
Look there at
that. Oh, that's a. Is there an RSS feed?
I don't know anything about it. I know that Gary, out of the kindness of his heart, well, actually, we had a bargain.
It's the only post.
There's nothing on it yet. It's just. It's.
But you can get to his Twitter. And you can get to this Facebook.
You can get to this podcast.
You can get to this podcast, I think. Does
the
link work?
Worst website I've ever seen.
I don't know. Click on the podcast one and see if it does anything. Well, maybe it doesn't do anything yet. Oh, my God. Did it do something? Look.
That's us.
Oh, boy.
Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy.
Now, that's your hotspot, guys, for boy, Brad Edwards. Boy. I'll figure it out.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, you can find out about Sean Parrott on that one, too.
Boy,
yeah.
Just... boy, oh boy.
Have you still got Happy for Apathy, or did that shut down?
The actual URL?
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, something happened to the URL, and I'm supposed to... I tried to renew it. It's not in my box to renew. I try and buy it, and I can't buy it. I'm like...
So you lost a website?
What? Did somebody steal this from me somehow?
Did somebody have
well,
Happy
didn't
for
you
Apathy?
Tell me that, like, by degrees, they were trying to screw you out of it? Like, every time...
Oh, no, that's my web hoster.
Oh, okay.
I actually buy my URLs through another company.
Oh, I don't know any of
it. Yeah, I don't know how it works. I'm so stupid.
Mm-hmm. So Gary's... I'm like, Gary, look, you helped me out. This is great.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, $100, right?
You know, he said to give his girlfriend a massage. Liz.
No, okay, so again, what can you do for him? Because that's like win-win for you.
To me, at this point,
no, that's a
I'm
bad
like,
idea.
He must want me to have sex with his girlfriend.
Yeah, so obviously.
And Sean's going to help me. But what I was
I was told that I could also have sex.
Get in line,
that's
boys.
What I heard.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I'm uncomfortable hearing about this. This is going to ruin some good friendships.
Look, that's what happens. We were out having lunch the other day. And
that's what fun's all about.
She had a booger in her nose the other day, and so I don't think I could ever get an erection around her again.
Yeah.
Good point.
Pretty gross.
Yeah, good point.
It's pretty gross. And when I massage her, Gary's going to be in the room. I'm going to show him how so he knows what's up.
Doesn't sound legit.
I'm a massage therapist.
Sounds hokey.
Maybe Gary will
gonna
touch
also
your dick.
Fuck her. Well, maybe we could have a three-way. That's what I think he's angling for here.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get.
Yeah.
So,
but so with another, some high fives.
Gary, Liz, yes.
Some high fives well, over the top.
Would you do that with like another guy?
I've done it before.
He's done it before.
Well, I didn't touch the guys.
Stupid question.
I didn't touch the guys.
That is a
well,
stupid question.
I didn't gay anything. I just
never
did you finger. You didn't even finger his butter or something like that.
That's not gay.
That's not a wheelbarrow.
Mm-mm. All right.
Is that your Brad impression?
Because I love him so much, I wrote him a poem for Liz and Gary.
Okay.
Would you like to hear? I think
I've
Sean's
heard it.
Sean's
I've heard it.
Nah,
it,
okay,
so.
Then forget it.
All right, well, never mind then. You guys want to do which is better?
No, I want to hear the poem.
All right. Liz and Gary. Liz and Gary. Banana. Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thrust. And Perry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got your meat. Huh? Got your dairy.
Yeah.
Gary and Liz. Big old hipster dick his. Slip inside Liz's sliz. Fill her butt full of jizz.
Gross.
Liz and Gary. Giz and Larry. Tyler Perry. The scared and the scary. Are we all jealous? Oh, yes. Very.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we feel the bond between her heart and his. That intangible magic, whatever it is. Makes us all love the love between Gary and Liz, because we know hipster love is the best love there is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's
romantic.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to sign it with a kiss.
A butt kiss.
I'm going to put some lipstick on the end of my dick hole and press it on a piece of paper.
Don't put it inside of your dick hole, though.
Yeah, Sean learned that the hard way.
Yep. I'm going to.
It took me an hour to get it out of there.
This is weird.
What's weird?
I remember... when I was like...
We all remember it. The first time it hurt. You got too much soap in there or something?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. But I remember when I was like 13 or something, my mom had gotten me a book that was like...
Yeah.
Now it's called Now That You're 13.
Kind of. It was essentially like, what? This is what sometimes boys have sexual thoughts and telling. And one of the things it talked about, it was like, sometimes boys will experiment with putting things inside of their penis. And I was like, what? I don't want to experiment with that. That sounds terrible.
What a horrible book.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea. Don't do that, guys. What's that called? Pegging? No, that's
sounding.
Planking.
Sounding. When you put like a stick up your dick.
Yeah. How did your mom give you that book?
How did she give it to me? She emailed it to me.
It's an e-book.
She just put it on my Kindle and I read it from there.
Well, my parents, we never talked anything about it.
Didn't have a talk.
No talk, anything. I walk into my room one day. On my dresser is the book, Now That You're 13, or something like that.
Really?
I'm like, oh no. I was afraid to read it. It just showed up in my room.
Nothing ever came up about sex. I mean, I had brothers. I never had like a talking to or anything like that.
No.
I do remember I was probably about 15 or 16, and I was down in the laundry room and I was changing my shirt and I had scratches on my back. And my mom was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, She's like, all right, well, wear condoms. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Fooled her.
My dad did try and talk to me about it, but he never got the words out. We got the book. We went ahead and sat down with the book one Saturday morning after the paper route, and I had my 12-inch Jerry and Joe hoagie like I normally had on Saturday mornings. Had a giant sandwich at the age of 13. And
so down. What kind of sandwich?
Go to Jerry's and Joe's and just get a hoagie.
What's it?
It was an Italian.
What's on it? Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Ham, bruschetta.
Cola. Bruschetta.
No.
Salami.
Salami.
Tomato, lettuce,
oil, vinegar, onions. It's like a giant thing. A kid 13 shouldn't eat that for breakfast.
I'm going to experiment with putting that in my dick hole.
Yeah, you should do that.
Because that sounds great.
The bread is a little hard. And then I would buy a six-pack of Yoo-Hoo. I'd buy a six-pack of Yoo-Hoo, drink two with the sandwich.
Yeah?
Drink two around noon, lunch.
Jeez, calories.
Drink two before I went to bed. That's fine. That's what kids do.
You had abs probably, right?
That's why this. Look at this. I've never
that's
recovered.
What happened. You're
no,
just prepping.
When you're a kid, when you're 13, you can eat that type of shit.
Yeah, oh, I could. Yeah, I was skinny.
Yeah.
But yeah, he tried to read me the book, and it's just awkward.
No.
I was like, Dad, I think I know all this.
Well, my problem was I had older brothers who also didn't know anything, and that's the thing you don't realize. Like,
yeah, all the bad advice they probably gave you.
Yeah, when you're 13, you're getting all your sex advice from other 13-year-olds who don't know. Anyway, Sean?
This isn't about sex. This is just about fat people.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Liz and Gary, listen, I'm not going to fuck Liz or Gary. Right?
Yeah, you are.
I know, but I should have not said it. I should have waited until I did it and
you would.
And bragged about it. I would.
You would.
I would. I'm not going to act like I wouldn't.
I feel like it only occurred to me.
I wouldn't fuck Gary.
No? Why not?
Sure you would.
I'm not gay, guys.
Okay, well.
I mean,
he's good looking.
There's nothing wrong with him. I would be naked in a room with him and have, like, I don't know if I'd do DP in the same
hole. I don't know what that means.
No, Sean will explain it. Pretend like.
So I went to the gym, and there were some huge people.
Fatties?
Fat or huge muscle or fat?
No, huge fatties. Okay. Nice. But like to the point, to the like absurd.
Like, why are you here? This is never gonna work.
Yeah, yeah. Just and I when I see people who are that fat, I have like especially at a gym, I have like two distinct thoughts that are one like. At what point?
Yeah, did you give
you
up?
You just go and just well, this is how big I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be 600 pounds, right?
Yeah.
And then the other one is like I am not in great shape, but I'm in
fine shape.
You're in the best
shape in
the room.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm in fine shape.
Look at your beautiful body.
I know.
Right.
But the thing is, like, even when I look at myself, I think I'll never get into the shape that I want to be. But what the hell?
Yeah.
What do you think when you're that big?
Well,
I can't imagine having the work ethic to lose 400 pounds or something.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I was thinking about that actually today. It's like, I'm not fat now. I'm just not in shape. But going from fat to kind of regular is easier than going from regular into ripped.
Yeah.
Because once you get to this certain point, it's like, you're fucking, you know, because it's easy to like, okay, I'm going to not have 20 Mountain Dews every day. And sure. You know what I mean? It's easy to be like, all right, well, I'll not do this. I'll not do that. But like when you get to a certain point, it's like, well, fuck, I'm not, I have to kick this up to like 20th gear to get abs or fucking, you know, veiny arms and shit like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No. Well, you don't need to worry.
You're huge, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, married. But I still remember like probably like 7 or 8 years ago, one summer I lost like 42 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And I felt so good. And I was like, I'm never going back.
Yeah.
And then here you are. You find yourself.
You know what? When someone loves you, you don't. It's cruel because you think you would try to stay in shape for this person that you love and loves you. But like when someone loves you and like really loves you, because I don't know. I'm sure girls care, but I don't think they care as much. Like if you're her man and you put on some weight, I don't think she cares. And when you know that, you're like, well, what? Get in shape for fucking what?
Yeah.
For fucking what?
Cruel to be kind.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wrote this word down. We need to find an application for it.
Okay.
Cabrone.
Placentipede.
Placentipede.
Yeah. Placentipede. So I like that.
Maybe if you like take the placentas of many women and tie them into.
Oh.
Maybe instead of a baby coming out of where it's supposed to come out, it comes out of your lower intestine through like a tunnel that only a centipede can get through.
That's a placentipede?
Comes out of the butt.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
Butt baby.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a semicolon.
Maybe an abortion could be a placentipede. I don't know what they look like when they come out.
Like a mess.
It's just a bunch of goo.
Have you seen one?
I haven't seen any.
There's a really terrifying movie.
I don't want to say it.
About an abortion?
No, it's not. Well, it's about, basically it's about abortion. Like, I can't even think of what the hell it's called.
Like a documentary?
It's a documentary about abortion.
Ooh, I'll see it.
And it's like.
No, you don't.
But it goes out of its way to be.
Gross.
No, not to be gross. To be balanced. To be like, listen.
Oh, like Fox News.
Oh. No, not like Fox News.
You can't be guys, more balanced than Fox News.
But it goes out. It's like, listen, this is a thing.
Yeah.
If however these are your beliefs,
right.
this is what it looks like. So it's like.
Actually, they showed us that in high school.
Yeah. Really? And it definitely, even though I have an opinion about it, I was like. Well, shit, that's crazy.
Right.
That's fucking crazy. But,
right.
I mean, it was also in black and white. So,
I know. You know, it wasn't the same one I saw. On the one I saw, like, in high school, I remember them showing, like, a tube.
Yeah.
Like, and then you just see it fill with blood and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, where they suctioned. They showed you what was suctioned out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have we talked about abortion?
Maybe.
Didn't we do that on a podcast already?
I don't know.
Which is better, abortion?
All I know is that they had to count the pieces. That was one thing that was terrifying to me.
To make sure they had everything. Yeah.
To make sure that there's not baby parts still that will make her die from horrible infections.
From rotting inside.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was intense, but well, I was like, so if you're going to make a movie about abortion.
What's your opinion on abortion?
What's your opinion on abortion?
Yeah?
It doesn't affect me at all.
That's not an opinion.
But my opinion is I think someone should be able to choose whatever they want. But
what's your opinion on murder?
Oh, same question. Mark, I think you just repeated yourself.
The child had a choice. Choice is something you have at a salad bar. You made the choice when you had sex with that man.
I'll tell you this.
It's my Nancy Grace.
I had a vasectomy to avoid this problem.
Good move.
Personally, I feel like life comes on with a dimmer switch. You know, now we'll all agree that like an egg touching a fucking sperm, that's not a human being. But
not yet.
But being on the outside of a vagina kicking and screaming, that is a human being. And where you draw the line in between is where the problem comes in.
Exactly.
I think that if you have like a little fetus with a little eye buds and a heartbeat and stuff, it's like whatever you're doing, you're ending a life. Now, however you feel about it and whatever your justifications for it are, whatever. I don't want to do it. I would never want to. And so I removed the possibility of that ever happening by having a vasectomy, and I used condoms. And
I think if you're on welfare, you should have to have an abortion.
I think
I should choose who has an abortion.
The thing that rapes me. Now I feel like there are some people if they think they're going to be horrible parents,
yeah,
or for whatever reason, maybe it's just better for this child not to be a child, because it doesn't always turn out great for the children that do get born.
I know, but I feel like if you went to like the shittiest orphanage in the world and you went room to room and said, hey, who wants to get shot in the fucking face? None of them would be like, yeah, my life's
pretty
shitty.
Maybe one out of 11.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But there's still 10 that doesn't want to be dead.
That would be how many would be aborted.
I've never heard anyone, I know, but I've never heard anyone who's had this child's going to have a shitty life argument really mean it. It's always been a self-serving. It's kind of like it's like they want an abortion and they're trying to go back to be like, well, what kind of life?
I would like to meet somebody who goes, oh my god, I'm so glad I had an abortion.
I know, and I've known lots of people who've had abortions,
right? But nobody's like, oh yeah, I did it, woo.
Yeah. And you know,
I want to meet that person.
I think the problem is people's the problem.
I want to hang out.
Maybe
with
you haven't asked
him.
Enough people.
I can't imagine that anyone who...
Abortion, whee!
Send your emails to happybdaygary.
If you're happy about your abortion, we want to interview you.
Well, I guess this is the thing. It's like, it's hard to see things from other people's points of view. If someone really felt the way... Mark, you're against abortion, I'm assuming.
Not necessarily.
If someone really thought abortion was murder and they did it anyway, then that's a horrible person.
Right.
I think people don't think the same
exactly.
About it.
That's
like
how I feel
about
abortion.
Like in the rainbow, right?
Red and
how many colors are in the rainbow?
Red, and yellow, and pink, and green, purple, and orange, and blue. 7.
Okay. Well, the truth is, there are infinite amount of colors in the rainbow. It's a spectrum.
Our eyeballs. It's our eyeball.
We impose these distinctions between red and orange, and yellow. All right. I'm trying to make a point. Okay. And then. That's the same thing with life.
Right.
People like where you think orange is, I may think that's still red. And it's not that I'm right and you're wrong. It's we have different opinions. And I think it's hard to say that about a life, about a human being. This is not a person. This is a person.
I think we're on the same page.
Anyway.
Like if my wife got pregnant and had abortion, I'd be furious.
If I got someone pregnant and they aborted, I would feel like they took something from me.
Right.
They stopped a life. And this is the thing. If you have a car wreck and you kill – if you make someone have an abortion, lose their fetus, you killed their baby, right? And when women have miscarriages, like, they're not saying,
it wasn't,
they're like, I lost a baby.
Well, luckily it wasn't a baby yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're on the same page.
I know, and I didn't mean to get all serious about it, guys.
I like to talk.
Let's talk about
it. I hadn't talked serious about anything in a while.
All right. Well, anyway, it's just...
I go Stallone on that one.
Yeah.
That was last podcast.
Oh, sugars.
Can I tell you about a dream I had?
Yes. There better be abortions in it.
Sort of.
What is the name of that movie? Ah, it's a good movie.
Abortion.
That abortion movie. It's really good.
Abortion portion.
All abortion.
Yeah. All abortion the abortion train.
Choo-choo.
Abortion. Shushun, shushun, shun, shun.
Abortion junction. What's your function?
Killing all babies.
One of you owes the other a Coke. You both owe me a Coke.
What? That's not how it works. Mark,
John,
Jinx. You owe me a Coke.
We can't copy both of us at the same time.
Or can anybody? One time.
Smoke comes out of his...
More input.
So it's my dream.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm lying on my side in my bed with a girl. Mm-hmm. And we're making out.
Ew. Like, yeah. Gross.
I look over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Daniel Tosh is fingering my butthole.
Oh.
And I try to stop him.
Yeah.
But kind of half-hearted. Kind of like, stop.
Stop it. Stop it, silly goose.
I didn't jump up around the room. I was just like, come on, man. Stop.
God, dude.
What does that mean?
This is what I call a micro dream. Very,
very small.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Really small.
There's one answer to this.
Yeah.
You finally accepted the fact that you are bisexual.
Oh boy.
Are you bisexual, Brad?
I'm not bisexual.
Yeah. You
are you?
This. Can I tell you what?
Are you sure?
You had this dream. He had this dream after the massage option from Gary and Liz.
No,
this
it was before actually.
No, just for the sake of the podcast.
The minute I saw them, I was like, yeah, let's do this.
You've been thinking about it for a while.
Guys, I'm not going to have a three-way.
You've been thinking about it for a while. And see, Daniel Tosh is Gary.
Because he's a comic. Because
he's a comic.
Oh.
And the woman is...
The woman was not Liz in the dream.
But
it was the woman.
It was represented her.
It's just a...
Because really, you would. Here's the thing. Faceless. You would do that so you could be face to face with a woman. You'd have your back to Gary and let him do back there. You have come. You have come to grips with that in your life. That, you know what?
No,
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Gary, get some gloves,
this
buddy.
This is the thing.
Do you think he's listening?
Gloves.
I did the.
Yeah, you've been back there on Brad. You want some? Yeah, you want some latex. Yeah,
everybody's gonna take a shower together. That's
well, it doesn't
all.
Matter.
Take a shower. Listen.
Well, I mean,
I did the
shower. Doesn't go 3 inches. You know, I mean, come on. Let's get some. Do some math.
Get the water pick.
Let's do some math here.
I had a three with a.
I still want to be able to look you in the eye.
No, I'm telling you, I didn't. I had three.
Look him in the eye right now.
I've had.
Look him in the eye.
I've had two girl look and me eyes. Three ways.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah.
Listen.
Just like a normal American.
But I've also had the other one. I only had the other one once, and I didn't really like it. It was like unsettling to have my friend hear my friend making humming noises or whatever. Like, you know, like, ah. I'm like, I don't like it. So I didn't like it. But.
You're not
it
off
wasn't
the hook.
Like a, but I like pornos where like two guys are on a girl.
Why?
I don't know. Cause I don't know. Okay. Because you see a dick and a pussy so many times, you're like, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I need it.
Seven dicks.
I need some more dicks. Yeah. Something.
And then next thing you know, you're just watching two guys go at it.
Well, but you know, when it's two girls and a guy and a that's great in real life, but in a porno, it's like there's just like this extra girl. Because it's like, what can she do? Get her butt licked or something while she's getting fucked. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying, I appreciate the website, and I should do something for them.
Yeah.
You should stop looking at it for free is what you should do.
Yeah.
Give me your credit card.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
This industry's struggling, and without your help,
yeah,
they should have NPR for porn, like public porn, and they raise money for it. NPR, National Porn.
That's a great idea.
RSS feeds.
Are we allowed to talk about
viewer-supported porn?
Who we know who is married to a turtle? Are we allowed to talk about that? We know someone married to a turtle.
A real turtle?
Of the turtles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't see why she's an attention blank.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
our friend,
let's talk about her.
She's in a writing group with us.
Are we friends? You guys know. I mean, I've only talked to
We're
her.
We're all Facebook friends.
We're friends. Yeah. I knew her for a long time before I found out she was married to a turtle.
I haven't known her that long. But like the first time I talked to her, I found that out.
Really?
Well, because I asked the right questions, I guess.
What'd you say? What's your husband do?
She's like, my husband was on tour or something like that. So, oh, okay. Is he somebody we might know? Or, I mean, you never know in Nashville. He could be famous. And she says, well, he's in a band called The Turtles. Oh, yeah, I know The Turtles. And then.
Why didn't you tell me about that?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
So you've known for a long time.
I've known since I met her. And then
for a
she
lot longer
was also.
Maybe he thought we knew.
She. Are we allowed to talk about her? She actually...
No, Emily, we'll say her first name.
Yeah, Emily. She was actually good friends with somebody who I'm a fan of. She was telling me about her friend in L.A. who, you know, he's not a comic, but he writes stuff and he's involved. I'm like, well, I mean, what's his name? I mean, I might know him. She's like, Matt Belknap. I'm like...
I don't know who that is.
Specialthing.com.
Okay.
He does that. He's... Jimmy Pardo, Never Not Funny. I've been a big fan of that show for a long time. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's him?
Jimmy Pardo's guy. She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I mean, I don't know him.
I love that show.
But, I mean, I've been following him on Twitter for however long and listened to a lot of the podcasts.
Well, that's cool.
So, man. It's a small world.
It is a small world. I don't know.
So, if you ask the right questions, you can find things out about people. And what I like to get to know someone.
When I hear married, I'm out. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you're right. I'm married, so I don't care. I want to know
like
a person.
I'm not talking to you for any other reason than to put my dick
Yeah, you're right.
Here.
That's what you guys do. I like
Unless
people
you've got
for
a hot husband who's bald.
I like people for people. People.
Yeah. Well,
did you know her husband also wrote for the Unknown Comic? What? Wrote some jokes for him.
What? Really?
Yeah. A turtle wrote the Unknown.
Some of them.
Stuff.
No, not all of them, but some of them. Yeah.
It's hard. To believe you.
Bet you a million something. Whatever.
You don't have that.
All right.
She told me that last week.
So
it's true.
You're lying.
She came to Zany's.
Oh, she did come to Zany's.
Yeah.
That part's true.
And we were looking at the headshots, and she's like, oh, yeah, they're not comic. My husband wrote some jokes for him. It's like, oh, cool.
Huh.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, he was great on Make Me Laugh. And she's like, what's... I was like, oh, yeah, forget. I was remember every TV show I saw in the 70s, even though I was four.
Make Me Laugh wasn't in the 70s.
Yes, it was, you dumb head. The original. I'm in the bathroom. With the Unknown Comic.
What, Unknown Comic was on Make Me Laugh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You probably remember the Comedy Central version.
Did Brad just leave the room?
Yeah. The Comedy Central version was... Not Comedy Central. The Game Show Network had their own version.
Who leaves the room during a podcast?
You don't, buddy. You don't go. Get your... So, I guess we're talking about Emily.
Yeah? What are we talking about?
Stop it.
What are you doing in there, Brad?
I'm peeing with my dick.
Brad's peeing right now. That's gross. Stop it.
So, Sean, you want to do which is better?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's our which is better subject today?
It's Madea versus
Big
Mama.
Oh, I thought you were going to make something up that we really weren't doing.
Nope, we're doing
it. You kind of ruined it.
Big Mama.
Now there's no element of surprise.
Which one is fatter?
I've never seen a Madea movie.
Yeah.
I watched part of one Big Mama movie, so
I'm in the same boat. I've seen neither of them.
Okay. You didn't mess up my toilet paper notch, did you? So, okay, are we done talking about her?
How much time we got?
Did you want to bring something up about her? Or?
How much time we got?
I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it's cool.
That she was married to the turtle.
Oh, we're past
30
minutes.
And he's a great turtle. Are we past 30 minutes? I'm sorry, guys. I mean to make this the worst podcast ever.
No, it's cool.
That's the cleanest bathroom.
It was clean today.
Ooh.
It's pretty clean.
What nationality? Backside.
Which is better? Which is better?
It's fine.
I don't know.
Which is better?
Which is better? Which is better?
Find out.
Find out.
Stupid.
What? What happened? I didn't even talk about. I had a whole thing about band names and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's like 35 minutes in.
Oh. Well, let's do the band names.
No,
we'll play which is better song again.
No, what is better?
Oh, what band name? I want to know.
No, I don't want to do it.
I
want to
know.
We'll do it next week.
They Might Be Giants. Did I win?
That was in there.
They Might Be and the Giants.
No, what happened was we were driving around and we were talking about the song Good Vibrations. And we're trying to decide who had a better version, the Beach Boys or Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a pretty easy debate.
And, well,
Marky Mark.
I mean, I guess for some people, but Sean was like, it's obviously the Beach Boys.
No, it's the Beach Boys.
And I was like, well, but Marky Mark did it by himself.
No, he didn't.
And
there's the Funky Bunch.
He was like, there's a Funky Bunch. And I was like, yeah, well,
it's Beach and the Boys.
It's Beach and the Boys. And then we saw like, that sparked.
And, yeah.
And the, so whatever. So I had
BJ and the Bear.
Came with some Beach and the Band's names. It was like The and the Clash. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Biz and the Irks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Buddy and the Hollies, which was funny because there's the Hollies.
There's already a group
Pointers
the
and
Hollies.
The Sisters. And Pointer another, and the Sisters.
And the Crickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got replaced by the Hollies. December and the Ists. Cher and the... They Might Be...
What about
they,
the...
No, they and the Might Be Giants.
What about the and the...
I thought about that.
The
I have
and the
and the
no no it was supposed to be Tom Petty, Tom and the Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's what that and the other one was supposed to be Sly and the Family and the Family Stone. No, Sly and the fuck it. Let's just do which.
Yeah, we should have. What a waste of 4 seconds.
Captain and the and Tennille, Merle Haggard and the Banshees.
What about ampersand?
My and the Chemical Romance. What? Just to see
just put
better.
Let's just put and the and everything.
That was the joke. Was it was and
that's
the
joke.
That was what it was supposed to happen.
Happy birthday and the Garys.
All right, Mark and the Anunsen.
Which dead and the dead. Which dead. Is better? Which is better?
What's guys? The topic though?
Dead and the dead.
I'm gonna tell you.
What's the topic? I have no idea what the topic
me
is.
Either.
Which is better, Big Mama?
What?
Ooh.
Versus. Madea.
Huh?
Oh, good. I've yeah. seen all of these.
Yeah, yes. I too have seen both of them.
Seen them all.
Which is more brilliant?
yeah. I didn't realize it was two separate movies. I thought Madea was Big Mama.
Well,
I mean.
In Big Mama's house, there's farting, I think.
I'm just sure Madea.
The trailers.
Farts?
Medea probably farts.
Medea must fart.
Medea cuts
okay,
chairs
I'll,
in half.
I did see a trailer for the last Medea movie
mm-hmm.
where she drives her car into like a fast food place.
Uh-huh.
And
into it or like through the drive-thru?
Like into it. Like they didn't have breakfast anymore or something. She goes to her car and drives through. I thought that was pretty funny.
Okay.
But I would never watch the movie.
I think you get the point from the commercial. From the...
It's like Falling Down, but the Medea version.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which is more... racist
huh
slash sexist
whoa
oh well one of them a guy dresses up like a girl and the other one is really a girl right
No.
No.
Tyler Perry's a faggot.
Medea is supposed to be.
Is he a faggot?
Yeah.
Medea is
we
supposed
to be. We can say faggot, can we?
We can say faggot.
Medea is supposed to be. In the reality of the movies, Medea is an actual woman.
Right.
It's not like crazy.
But
uncle.
Yeah.
He dresses like a woman.
Yeah.
Which is what it looks like to everyone else on Earth. But.
Yeah.
But Big Mama, it's he is posing.
He's a policeman.
He's a. I think he may be.
He
FBI.
Is actually no. He you know what he is. He's an actual undercover brother, is what he is.
even better if he was only white. Also, I think
I don't trust black
they're both
police.
Pretty sexist.
Yeah, I agree.
I do have
yeah.
to confess, I haven't seen either of any of these.
I did see part of the first Big Mama.
I did see part of the first Big Mama, and did you turn it off because it was so terrible?
Yes.
I've seen some Medea.
I've never
here
seen
and
Medea.
There, but I thought it'd be funny for us to Witches Better on something we none of us.
So now you know how I feel every Witch is
yeah.
Better.
Right. So now we're all. Yeah.
Marvel versus.
Yeah. I spent so much time trying to think something
Marvelous.
We all knew about, but instead I was like, let's think something none of us know about. Right?
That's easy enough.
Well, fuck it. No one cares, you know?
It's still
which
fun.
Is more racist? Talking.
Which is more racist?
The only thing I know about Medea is I've read a Roger Ebert review of Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yeah.
And he seemed to think that the Medea character was racist. But
the Medea is racist? Like Medea hates black people? Or
no.
The character
that the
is...
character itself... is like
a cliche.
It's a cliche, yes. Well, but what yes. he said about it was that it seemed like Medea was in the wrong movie.
I guess
it's like a family. It's kind of like a divorce drama, and like then Medea comes in and is like, "Oh my god, no, 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 no!"
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Isn't it that Robin Williams movie,
Mrs.
Spitfire? Mr.
Doubtfire?
Well, the thing I understand
no,
about
Mrs.
Medea
Spitfire.
Is all the Medea movies start out
Mr.
as Dickfire? Plays. Like theater.
Yeah.
Theater's and you're allowed to, in a play, you can have an unrealistic character.
Yeah.
Theater.
Like in Shakespeare or whatever, like the, whoa, that guy in Much Ado About Nothing. It's like, in reality, there's no person who runs around the world, hello, I'm, you know, no one does that, but it's funny.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Well, anyway, Medea, like on stage, a Medea is I don't know, it's fucking they're both racist.
Here's my next tweet. Just gonna give you. I'm gonna spoiler. Medea is the new blackface. That's my next tweet.
Whoa,
dangerous. Did anyone ever do the joke African American is the new black? I don't know if the saying things are making fun of African Americans and saying things are the new black ever overlapped enough for that joke to work.
White is the new black.
Hmm.
I hate anything is the
Nana
new.
Is the new black.
I don't like anything. Oh, it's the new.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't want to do
you know
it.
What I don't like?
What?
Medea.
No one, and I don't like that. No one ever says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They always make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
And
it's true. It's you need to keep it there.
I know, but what I'm saying is like people are like, well, you know what they say? What happens in Vegas? And then they say something stupid. Or like,
except these crabs. They
right.
came home with me.
Once you go black, you never go back yeah. is how it's supposed to go, but people always make some joke.
And once you go black, there goes your credit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Or,
blacks have terrible credit, so that's,
there
I like
you go.
That.
That's why the joke
yeah,
is
I
funny.
Could, I didn't.
Do you do that on stage?
I used to, but then I was like, you know, somebody out there had to have been doing it, so
I know,
I stopped.
But how many comics have you heard say, oh, she said those three little words. It's never I love you. It's right. never I love you. It's always some three words that are not that. And
new credit card.
Right. Why is it ever funny? Because it's always so obviously.
Oh, it was as bad as that is when someone's
funny
telling
dummies.
A story and they're like, they did whatever, whatever. Thanks, mom. Like they understood mom where mom's not supposed to be.
They right, call it yeah. the old
thanks,
family switch.
Dad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The old family.
Oh,
they flip
the
family switch.
The gender switch where you're like, yeah. Where you're like.
So I'm banging my teacher and.
And
he's like,
hey.
It's
bling.
It's funny when they have to force the gender in. It doesn't naturally, you know, because if it's like if you get to a place where you're like, where you would say he said this. Or she said that.
Right.
But when like they just set up and then they're like, and he's a guy. And they, you know, they, like, they shoehorned it in. You're like, what? Okay. You didn't need to do that.
Monsieur.
Yeah. Sir.
Which is more realistic?
All of it. It's so real.
Which is more realistic?
I don't know.
Well, I feel like
Which is more realistic?
Martin Lawrence pretending to be an old lady is more realistic than...
than what Madea is?
Yeah. Yeah. Than like a linebacker grandma.
Yeah, with like... who has such massively muscled arms that she has to wear long sleeves.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like a person. She doesn't look like a real human being. No.
Who's it, Mrs. Spitfire?
Better makeup jobs. I'm going to say Big Mama is much better.
Big Mama. I've worked with some women like that I'm like, is that Big Mama or is it an employee here?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Because
it's how realistic it is.
Madea looks like a last minute Halloween outfit or something. Like, does not.
I don't know. Put a wig on me.
Yeah. Who has a better hidden mustache?
Whoa.
They both have mustaches, much like the Joker on Batman, the
what?
TV.
You ever been able to smell your own boogers?
Yeah. Like, what a booger smell like?
What? Smelling your own boogers?
What a booger smell like?
I don't know. Get your nose. Put your
I
nose
can't
on.
Smell them. I can feel them.
Put your nose on my nose.
Pick your booger, put it on my finger, and I'll sniff it.
I don't know what it smells like, but I do know what it tastes like.
Mm. What does it taste like?
Heaven. You ever make Kool-Aid and you get all that Kool-Aid dust in your nasal cavity and then you hawk a big Kool-Aid loogie?
No.
Well, you should try it. I'm going to say Big Mama has a better mustache.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry versus Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who's a bigger cunt?
Whoa.
Who's a bigger sellout?
Who's a bigger
Tyler
sellout?
Tyler Perry is terrible because, like, Big Mama, it's not Martin Lawrence's Big Mama. It's just Big Mama. Yeah. Tyler Perry can't do anything with letting you know. Guess what? This is Tyler Perry is presenting this because I'm Tyler Perry. I'm so much better than everybody.
And
I got to let you know that I'm Tyler Perry.
He panders to women so fucking bad, too. Oh, Martin Lawrence doesn't care what women think.
Yeah, he did. No, he didn't care about anybody
thinks.
Doesn't
he beat up women?
He should.
He probably should.
I think he does. Doesn't he beat up
women? I like Martin a lot better than this Tyler Perry
What did Martin
Lawrence
get into trouble for?
He went crazy in L.A. freeway or something like that.
I don't know what he did.
Something yelling at cars or something. I don't know.
Still is not as big of a cunt as Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
better movies.
Ooh.
The first Bad Boys. That was fun. It was
not
a good movie.
Second Bad Boys is
Second Bad Boys is so
bad. We're not on the Martin Lawrence, Tyler Perry topic anymore.
We're
talking about Big Mama.
Okay, Big Mama is better.
And Madea, all right?
Big Mama's way better.
Sorry.
I at least gave Big Mama 30 minutes. I have never given
Medina.
Funky Code Medina.
What is that sample?
Why'd you go into...
I don't know.
Running with the Devil.
Brown.
James
Brown.
Oh, Wild Thing is Running with the Devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funky Cold Medina. Yeah. Running with the Devil is Wild Thing. She loved to do
Scrounge, scrounge.
And then Funky Cold Medina is.
No,
that's still Tone Loc Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Still Running with the Devil.
That's not Running with the Devil. They're both Van Halen samples.
Wow.
All right, bigger dick.
Bigger dick. Whoa.
Madea.
Madea's got to be.
It's got to be Madea. Madea's like 2 feet taller than Martin Lawrence, right?
Well, but Big Mama is a guy in drag, whereas Madea.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
So Madea must have a vagina.
Yeah, so Big Mama.
Still could have a bigger dick.
You never know.
You're right.
Which makes more people happy? I hate to say it, but I'm thinking Madea probably makes
Madea
more happy.
Madea probably has made more money and
money, but I think women love that shit.
Do they?
I think so. They must. Who the fuck else is watching?
Men.
Men want to watch this fucking dramatic play and I love my wife shit.
I think so.
No.
I mean, they would have to.
Oh man.
Right?
What's up, buddy?
Funky Cole Medina
was
sampled 6 songs.
Whoa, which songs were they?
Honky Tonk Woman by the Stones. Huh. Hot Blooded by Foreigner. Christine 16 by Kiss. All Right Now by Free. That's the guitar part you know. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by BTO.
God damn.
And the introduction is Van Halen. It's Jamie's Crying.
Yeah.
Jamie's Crying.
Well, you know how much that would cost to do that today?
It was free back then.
Like laws, yeah.
And guess our buddy Tone Loc did not write Funky Cold Medina. He just performed it.
What? Who wrote it?
If you could guess it, you'd probably guess it.
Ice-T?
No.
Is it J Master J?
Think in the Tone Loc.
Merle Haggard.
Oh, no, think about this. Think about the Funky Cold Medina and Wild Thing.
Arsenio Hall.
What's a similar rap song? This person also rap. What's a similar kind of vibe?
The Two Life Crews?
No. It's think more fun.
Is it Young MC?
Young MC.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote it.
Wow.
Yummy Two Cokes.
Did you know Funky Cold Medina is featured in the movie You, Me, and Dupree?
I don't care.
Oh, that I didn't watch either. That's a Medea movie.
Oh, it's good.
Who would win a fight? Big Mama versus Medea.
Owen Wilson.
Fight. Fist fight.
Fist fight?
I think that's why Owen Wilson wanted to kill himself, because of the Medea movies.
Yeah, I think so. Fist fight. Oh, I go Martin, because I just want Tyler Perry to get beat up.
Martin seems like a nut.
You know why he'd win? Because he's so crazy.
He's crazy, but he's tiny.
He's so crazy. Bud, you so crazy.
I don't know, man. I mean, fucking.
Martin, you're so crazy.
Tyler Perry's a monster. He's huge.
Martin, you're crazy.
I feel like Medea's going to win.
Martin, you're crazy. Martin, you're crazy. Juice.
Who is ripping off Flip Wilson more?
Oh, both of them. Wow. Come on.
Let's do it.
He's flipping in his grave.
Yep.
Hey.
Next question. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Huh? Ray Charles.
There you go. Next question. Are we better than this?
Yes. Yes.
Then what?
Better than this? What are we doing? What are we doing in our lives, guys?
Better than what? This podcast?
Yeah. Just what are we doing? I feel like.
I mean.
Medea.
Mark is not.
No, I'm not.
Because Mark lives here, so this is
nothing to him.
Yeah, I'm here anyway.
He just wants us here to move his.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're here to move.
I would have been
furniture.
Well, if you're not, then
sitting
I'm
at
not,
home
because you're better than me. So, all right, then we're okay. Let's go. Ahead. Yeah. Which is funnier?
Neither. Swamp Thing.
What about Medea? What about that part of Medea where
I thought that was funny?
I did think that was funny. She drove her car into her. That's
gotta
drastic.
Be Medea.
That's a little drastic.
Yeah,
it's gotta be Medea.
All right,
it's gotta be Medea.
I've laughed at Medea in that way. You like
oh no, you didn't.
No, you know when you're like you're out at a pizza place.
Yeah. Oh, like, do they have a Pac-Man sit down, Miss Pac-Man?
They have a pack down,
pat down,
table.
Sit down,
Pac-Man table, but Pac-Man puts on a bow and is Medea Pac-Man runs around like eating chomp chomp chomp. Cut do sofas.
Blinky, like, you're so crazy.
Sometimes you're at a pizza parlor.
Yeah,
eating
sure.
Pizza.
You can smell it. Just say pizza
smell
parlor.
It smells like boogers.
Ah, we should eat pizza.
And sitting at the table behind you.
No? You can't eat pizza?
Let me finish my analogy.
We're having dinner. You said we're having dinners, Mark.
I lied.
We're going to Logan's.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, Logan's.
Let's go to Logan's. If we're not going to Logan's, I'm not going.
Do they have pizza?
Yeah.
Let's say you're at Logan's.
It's called cheese sticks.
Okay.
Having lunch, dinner with Mark.
Yeah,
because you helped him move
with Mark and Hansen.
His it's washer and dryer.
Washer and dryer.
At the table behind you are some 16-year-olds who are douchebags.
16.
And they're not funny.
Yeah.
But like they keep on with something so much that you're like, God.
I know where you're going.
You giggle. That's how I laugh at Medea when I see Medea like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, God.
Stop
it. That's it. Yes. You're like, God.
But then you're laughing, but you go, if Medea were here, she'd put an end to this nonsense going on at this booth.
But I also laugh at like kids falling down. I laugh at things that are just
that's
like
the best.
All right.
That's the best.
I like when kids hurt themselves.
Which have you actually
I like when anyone hurts themselves.
Which have you actually seen more of? Like tally it all up.
Big Mama.
On TV every now and then there'll be a Medea, there'll be a Big Mama.
I've seen more Big Mama.
I've probably watched 15 minutes of Big Mama. All pieced together.
I think one and two. I've seen more Medea trailers than I, because I have
I've
that
seen
as,
enough
as
Medea trailers to add up to like two movies. Sorry, buddy. CP, we'll wrap it up.
No, you're fine. Just settling into the content.
Smell your butt.
Smell your
if
butt.
If they were real.
Big Mama, because real. Big Mama has
is
so
Big
much
Mama
junk in the trunk.
Is Big Mama a real lady?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Are we saying Big Mama's a real lady?
Yes, because I don't know if this is, I'm remembering this right or not, but. Didn't they go undercover in Big Mama's house because like Big Mama died or they sent her off somewhere?
Yeah,
so.
They sent her on vacation.
Yeah, so
and
Martin
she took his place.
Yeah, but it really wasn't a woman.
So really
it was
is.
Still
okay.
Martin.
So let's say the real Big Mama,
the real Big Mama's,
and
butt.
If Medea was the real Big Mama's butt smellier, okay, probably
she's fatter.
Now,
it's harder to clean.
In this humidity, it's everybody's
say,
butt smells as
let's
bad.
Let's say
no, my butt smells great right now.
All right,
smell my butt.
Who has a smellier butt in reality at the end of a long day?
Get down
of,
there and smell my butt.
Stop
guys.
It.
Come on, quit talking about your butt.
This is serious.
Talking about butts.
Listen.
At the end of a long
you're
day
gonna
of filming.
You're going to have to lick Gary's asshole, so you better start with my
touch,
butt.
I'm not fucking Gary.
Lick his butt.
No. I'm not touching Gary's anything.
Why not?
Because I'm just going to.
Just.
It doesn't
just
work like
touch
that.
Touch his nipple. That's
it.
All you have to
this
do.
Is probably, this is probably my last podcast.
No, it isn't. I can see you smiling.
He's not good.
He loves it.
As soon as we get that dryer and the, and I shut that garage door, I'll never see these fuckers again.
Hey, who?
You're not supposed to swear. You're
next,
the good one.
Next question, guys.
Sorry.
We're almost done.
Uh-huh.
Next question.
Yeah.
Who will probably die first?
Martin.
You think so? Martin will die
first? Yeah,
he's
got the sugars.
Does he?
Does he have the sugars?
He's got to.
I like that we were talking about how racist these characters are.
I was really hoping this whole episode would be much more racist than it.
Yeah? Do you want me to yell the N-word? It's really loud.
No, we gave it up. I gave it up, so you guys also
I can still
up.
Say it, but
I gave it up in the 70s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had
when
it
you
beat
were born?
Out of me.
No, it was like 6 or 7.
Well, guys.
I was in the backyard.
What?
Yeah.
You hit your foot.
I don't know the guy's
N-word?
I don't know the kid's real name. We called him Richard the Father, but father's name was Richard, and he was Richard Jr. He's like a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we're back here playing, and our next door neighbor was a gentleman. His name was Mark as well, but he was much older. I mean, I was like probably like 6 or 7. He's probably like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And he was sweeping his patio. I'm sure his mom asked him to do it.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, yell N over to that guy." I'm like, "Why?" He's, "Oh, it's funny. He'll love it."
Oh,
so
no.
Like, "Hey, what's up?" So. No. Couple hours after Richard the Father went home, my parents got a call and said, "Your son said this." My mom was like, "He did not." And so then she's like, comes and gets me. "Did you say this?" Like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh my god, that's a bad." And I was just crying and crying. Yeah. I had to go over there and
tell him,
shake his hand. I'm like, "I didn't know that other boy." And he was like, "I know that other kid was telling you to say it. You didn't know." And he was cool.
Cool.
It was the 70s. I mean, he's probably not the first time he heard a white person call him that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I always felt terrible about that.
I hate, man. People are
it's funny. Do it. He'll crack up.
Why is it funny? That's not funny.
So, yeah, my parents. But then
so
we were.
Mean.
We hated when those people moved. They were really nice.
Those people.
I didn't forget their last. What do you mean? I don't remember their last name. The so-and-sos.
Cosby's?
Jackson.
Huxtables?
Oddly enough, their last name was Nezher.
Last name was X.
Lawrence.
She used to always bake us cookies.
Really?
What kind? Yeah, his mom. Kind that...
Chocolate chip?
I don't know. The kind that the so-and-sos make.
What kind of nuts did they...
I don't know.
Like,
I had apples in them.
Yeah. Is this a banana?
Apples in the cookies?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I didn't like them's apples.
Are these chocolate chips or watermelon seeds?
What does this cookie taste like, Colonel Sanders?
There it was.
Mission
we
accomplished.
Got there.
All right,
we got
guys.
There, guys.
So which is better?
Our racism. Racism wins.
Racism wins again.
Big Mama.
So much better.
Big Jinx.
Mama.
You coked.
Jinx.
You coked.
Well, in that case, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Wait, we have 55 seconds.
Oh, 55 seconds left to make it a straight hour.
Okay, let's
do it, Sean. Say something at the same time.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
Dare, 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 dare,
Look at what we did to the audio.
Oh. I hope. Hey, happy birthday, Gary.